Rehabilitation work on the Adamu Bridge is expected to start by next month. In view of this, the bridge will be closed to traffic for about 2 years. However, in order to ensure movement of people and vehicles across the river, government is constructing 2 ferries at Sinche and Akrade. The ferries are expected to be ready by the beginning of next month. This came to light when the Minister for Roads and Highways, Alhaji Aminu Sulemani, and directors of departments under the ministry inspected progress of work there. The team also toured some major road works ongoing in Greater Accra and parts of the Eastern Region. A report by Bubu Klinogo.
The famous Adamu Bridge was built in the early 1960s by Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, to facilitate movement of people, goods and services across both sides of the Volta Lake. It also provides an important link to 3 regions, Volta, Eastern and Greater Accra, but since its construction about 5 decades ago, it has not seen any major rehabilitation. A casual observation of the bridge shows severe cracks and bends in the steel, making it unsafe for use. Currently, the bridge is restricted to vehicles lighter than 20 tons. It was supposed to have been closed early last year for rehabilitation, but that had to be delayed due to lack of easy alternative, as the only other route is through Sogakope. Government then decided to construct pontoons near the bridge. An Austrian company, MCE Delfinger, has been on site since March last year to start work on the bridge, but it all depends on the completion of the ferries. Roads and Highways Minister Alhaji Aminu Sulemani says any further delay is at a cost to the Ghanaian taxpayer. Meanwhile, the pontoons, when completed, will be able to carry 250 passengers and about 9 American trucks and will use 15 minutes to cross the river. The minister also inspected work on the Sprinters Road bypass behind Shangri-La and Accra Mall, the Teshibush Road and the old Adar Road from Sakumono Estate to Ashaman Underpass. He was later joined by the MP for Ningo Pram, E.T. Mensah, to inspect roads in his constituencies such as Latino Anyaman, Ahuem Dawa, and Dowenya Afinya. He also inspected the Trom Junction Somanyakpong as well as Oyibi Apollonia roads. The minister appealed to citizens to exercise patience with government as it tackles the roads. He said the scarcity of resources means all the roads in the country cannot be done at the same time, but gradually every community will have a share. He cautioned motorists, especially drivers of heavy duty vehicles and trucks, to obey the weight limits in order to prolong the lifespan of the roads.
Bubu Klinogo's report.